local sports leader. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lowell.
Well, good afternoon and welcome, everybody. It's Nate Lowell and Greg Bonskowski with you live here on WCDO. The state semifinals this afternoon for high school girls basketball, live from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy, as its Section 4 champion, Cherry Valley Springfield, taking on defending state champion, the champs from Section 10, the Hammond Red Devils. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in today's game. Coach and I will get into all the stats and all the particulars, but Coach, isn't it exciting to always be here for the Final Four? We're very lucky to have a team get here most years so we can come up and have a special broadcast.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere here at Hudson Valley Community College. And, you know, all the teams that get this far have a lot of community support. And it's just nice to see all these fans out here supporting their local team. And this is every high school athlete's dream. So to be here and play at this time of year, you couldn't ask for more.
You got to love the small school support. The far side is full of red and white and black for the Hammond team. And right directly to our right here, a ton of Cherry Valley Springfield. And I would say Section 4 and Tri-Valley fans are here filling the stands to support the Patriots. So we'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, we'll have a full breakdown on this matchup. And we have a ton of special sponsors to thank today as well for helping us to bring you this Cherry Valley Springfield game. So for Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back. Don't turn that dial. State semifinals for girls hoops today on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shandello.org. Member NCUA.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back once again to Hudson Valley Community College here in Troy. A historic day for the CVS girls, the first time that they have ever been here in school history. Section 4 is usually well represented here, especially for Class D. We've had some really good teams make it here the last few years. Of course, the Oxford girls making it all the way to the finals last year before falling to this Hammond team. The Franklin girls in recent memory, South Courtright girls. So Section 4 is usually well represented, but a little extra special today for the CVS girls, their first time being here after winning their first sectional championship for girls basketball as well. But Coach, as we look across the other way, let's give some of our local listeners a little background on Hammond here. Of course, the defending state champs, everyone tells us, and we saw it firsthand last year, that they are a true juggernaut.
Yeah, they come in with a record of 21-3. They're ranked first in New York State. As you have already said, they're the defending New York State Public High School Athletic Association Class D champions, and have most of their team back from last year. So they have been ranked 11 times in the top 10 this year out of 13 polls, and they've been ranked in every poll. So clearly they are a force to be reckoned with here in the semifinals, and should be a tough matchup for the Patriots, but anything can happen.
Another interesting fact that we were talking to their radio guy about, who's from up in the Adirondacks, he said in Section 10 they do a unique thing where they have a little postseason tournament where the champions of each section, or of each class within the section, so A, B, C, and D, play each other. And Hammond, the little D school, beat all those teams this year and kind of a fun extra tournament before the state tournament. So that's the type of team that CVS has to go up against here today. They're very balanced, and they have two great stars that can really lead them that we saw last year against Oxford.
Yeah, Landry Kenyon is the reigning New York State Class D Player of the Year. We looked all over for statistics, but really couldn't find any individual statistics. As you said, we talked to their radio broadcaster. He said she's averaging, you know, in the neighborhood of 20, 25 points a game. Last year as a junior, when she was the Player of the Year, she averaged 23.2 points per game and 14 rebounds per game. And I remember when we were here broadcasting the two Oxford games, we saw her play in the semifinal and then against Oxford in the final, and she's just a really difficult matchup. And then we also have Ava Howie for Hammond, and she comes in averaging right around 20 points a game as well, and she's a 1,000-point scorer, picked up her 1,000th point this year, so it's going to be a difficult matchup. And Hammond does have some height, so this will be interesting to see, because usually Cherry Valley Springfield has the height advantage, and today I think it's going to kind of be even, so we'll see how it goes.
Well, for Hammond having these superstars, Cherry Valley Springfield, and if you got the chance to read my article on NateLull.com, if you haven't yet, you can as well. Just click on NateLull.com and click on articles. I wrote an article last night, put it up, about the balance of this Cherry Valley Springfield team. They are a team that doesn't necessarily have that player that's going to go off for 20 or 25 every single game, but in talking to their coaching staff and several of the players, and we've seen it firsthand this year, everybody can step up on any night for this team, and it's going to be interesting to see who steps up today for the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, they have four players that are almost averaging double figures. That's not a common thing, especially in Class D basketball. And I've seen them play several times, and it seems like every time we watch them play, they have a different player step up and a different player who leads them in scoring, whether it be Daphne West or Morgan Huff or Mia Dubin or Bryn Whiteman, and then you get some other contributions from the other members of the team. So it's certainly been a team effort here for the Patriots to reach it here to the state Final Four for the first time in school history.
I got a chance last weekend to travel down to Long Island and watch their regional win over Smithtown Christian, the champions from Section 11. And they pulled away in the second half because of that balance. You bring in the eighth grader off the bench, Mackenzie McGovern. She had 10 or 11 points. Kaylee Barnes, one of their starters who normally doesn't score a ton, she had 11 points. It just seemed like everybody that stepped on the floor, especially in that second half, helped them to pull away and book their tickets here to the Final Four. So I think if Cherry Valley pulls this off today, it will be because of that team balance, where you can't just focus on one player.
One of the things that I think is going to be critical is their ability to rebound the basketball on the defensive end of the floor. They have to have all five girls go to the glass and prevent Hammond's taller players inside, which happen to be their two better players, from getting second chance opportunities. So in a game like this, it could come down to one possession. So if you can limit the other team's second chance opportunities, that's a positive for your team.
Well, one other thing I always like to note, and we mentioned it last year, usually when we get to the state tournament, I hear a lot from local fans, well, that team, big school, you know, they're big for a D, or whatever you want to say. This Hammond school district, they have a class size of anywhere between 10 and 15 for a graduating class. They actually pick up some kids from neighboring Morristown, which is about 5 miles away, and Hammond is very up in the North Country near the Canadian border. It's somewhere between Watertown, if you kind of curve across the top of the state, Watertown and Ogdensburg, up in that area. This is a true Class D school, 10, 15 kids in a graduating class. They have to pick up a couple of kids from the school down the road. So this is a Delaware League Tri-Valley type of team for sure. So this is what Class D is all about, and it'll be fun to see here today.
Yeah, another thing that I came across in my research, and when I shared it with you, you said, oh, that's an interesting and very cool stat, was, you know, I said earlier that Hammond had been ranked in every poll in the New York State Sports Writers poll this year for Class D girls basketball, and 11 times in the top 10. Cherry Valley Springfield has been ranked 11 out of the 13 polls. And currently they come in ranked second in the state while Hammond is first. But what really surprised me was, as I kept looking to see where they ranked, I kept seeing a whole bunch of teams from Section 10. I kept seeing a whole bunch of teams from Section 4. So Section 10 and 4 made up at least 40% of every Class D New York State Sports Writers girls basketball poll this year. Eight times the two sections made up more than 50%. So these teams certainly have been tested with quality opponents in their own section, so they should be ready to go, and I'm excited for this matchup.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Cherry Valley, Springfield, and Hammond coming up, and we'll be recognizing all our special sponsors today, including the CVS Booster Club, A Rose is a Rose Florist in Cherry Valley, SFCU, Sydney Federal Credit Union, Royal Ford Motors of Cooperstown, and Mirabito Energy Products. We have a long list. We'll get through them all here today. These are all special sponsors that help us to be here. When we get to this part of the state tournament, we get charged per game, and we always need some help in making sure we can come up here and broadcast, and the CVS community and our local communities have really, really stepped up. So we'll take a break and be right back with tip-off here in the state semifinals on WCDO.
Come check out the local high school sports Wall of Fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, featuring photos by Jason and Ricky McPherson. Jerry's Inn has that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn house specialties include street tacos, chicken gyro, Jerry's cheesesteak, as well as New York strip and surf and turf after 5 p.m. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for daily specials and events. Jerry's Inn is celebrating St. Patrick's Day on Saturday, March 16th, starting at 5 p.m. Enjoy corned beef dinner, Reubens, and green beer.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We'll get you the starting lineup for the state semifinal game between CVS and Hammond.
First, for the Hammond Red Devils from Section 10 and head coach Alyssa Crosby. Junior number 25, Isabel Woodcock. Junior number 12, Addison Gravelin. Senior number 11, Landry Kenyon. Sophomore number 5, Mia Tully. And junior number 3, Ava Howie. And for the Cherry Valley Springfield Patriots from Section 4 and head coach Kelly Taggart. Junior number 24, Bryn Whiteman. Senior number 22, Mia Dubbin. Senior number 13, Morgan Huff. Senior number 12, Daphne West. And senior number 10, Kaylee Barnes.
Yeah, this senior group, very special. I talked a lot about that in the article that I put up on NateLull.com about this CVS girls team. And this is their final weekend here in a CVS uniform. Again, we want to thank all our special sponsors, but a really special shout-out to some of the CVS parents. We had reached out to the CVS community and said, hey, if you have some businesses that would want to sponsor and be on the radio, we'd love to do that. And a couple of parents came up to us before the game today and said, here's some money. We want to contribute. We know you got to pay the state, and you're just trying to cover your costs. So a huge thank you to them. The Cherry Valley community and Springfield communities have just been tremendous, and we're glad we can bring this game to you here today. Some more of our special sponsors, and some of these are just sponsors that have said, we want to support sports no matter where, what teams get to the Final Four. So we also have Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Godey Enterprises, Log Home Build and Restore, Bank of Cooperstown, a unit of Wayne Bank, Bob's Country Store in Roseboom, and the Cooperstown Dreams Park. So we'll continue to recognize all our special sponsors throughout the game here. So Cherry Valley Springfield will be in the navy blue uniforms today with the white trim, the white numbers, and the red trim as well. It says Patriots in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. The Hammond Red Devils are in the white uniforms with the red trim. Says Red Devils across the front of the uniform there. One other note, Coach. thought it was very cool that the Barrows family, Madeline, the star from that Oxford team a year ago, she's here with her mom, Oxford coaching staff also here, and they said, hey, Cherry Valley came up last year and watched us and supported us. We want to come support them here a year later. Very cool.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me because Section 4 basketball is a tight-knit community, and you want to support your team regardless if it's your team or not. So
here we go. The opening tip goes to Hammond, and Ava Howie, going right to left, is able to put it up and in.
And Hammond opens with a 2-2-1 full-court press.
From what we've been told, they love to bring this press right at you right away, and now a steal by Landry Kenyon. In transition, Kenyon in the paint, and she's fouled as she tried to take it in for a short little jumper. So we're 20 seconds in, a 2-0 lead for Hammond. They jump out right out of the gate, and here's Landry Kenyon to the line.
And that was clear from the tip there that Hammond has that distinct height advantage, and I think that was a tip play. A lot of times people don't realize that you can do that off of the jump ball, but you set up a set play to get your team off to a good start. Kenyon won the tip, and then there was a kick ahead pass to Howie, and they were off to the races up 2-0.
And so Kenyon hits the first shot, the reigning state player of the year from a year ago. Second shot for Kenyon is no good. A rebound here for Daphne West. And so Cherry Valley trailing 3-0 in the early going as they go left to right. West down the right side of the floor. A pull-up jumper for Daphne is good off the glass, and that gets CVS going. Makes it 3-2. We're 30 seconds in. Hammond going right to left into the paint. Landry Kenyon, pull-up jumper, no, off the back of the rim. Bryn Whiteman a rebound, and Whiteman will get it across the Vikings logo here at midcourt. Bryn into the paint, stops and pops from the elbow, left side, no, rebound into the hands of Mia Dubin. She puts it up, can't get it, second chance is rebounded here by Hammond. Coach, it is rare to see CVS not being the taller team in the paint.
And the pace here early is very quick, especially compared to the last game in the Class C semifinals.
Yeah, Northville had a comeback victory over Elba, so Northville from Section 2 is going to be the other representative in the championship game. The winner of this will get Northville. A missed shot by Hammond is rebounded by Daphne West, and here comes Cherry Valley to the high post. Here's West in the paint. Kick out, Bryn Whiteman, three, right side, no. Bounces over to Kaylee Barnes. Her rebound also won't go, and Hammond's got a rebound. Back down the floor to the left side. Little breakaway layup in transition. They miss it. Howie with a rebound. Puts it up. Is stripped by Daphne West, though. West trying to dribble her way out of there, and we'll have a reach-in foul, I believe, here on Hammond. With 6:18 to go in the first quarter, Hammond leading CVS 3-2, and they are talking about this. Jump ball. Jump ball. The arrow will give it back to the Patriots. So again, it's Hammond 3, CVS 2, early in the first quarter. Some other special sponsors today include UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Randy and Brenda Excavation and Septic Pumping in Springfield Center. Patriots throw it away near midcourt, and it's going to go right back to Hammond. And Coach, that pressure is tough near midcourt.
Yeah, you just got to take your time and relax and understand that you have 10 seconds to get it across, and then you got 20 seconds left on your shot clock to execute.
Landry Kenyon, a turnaround from the right low block, is up and good.
That was a really tough move.
Landry's got 3 points in the early going, and it's Hammond 5, CVS 2, and another steal here by the Red Devils. They take inside, and Ava Howie is able to score. So Howie's got 4, and Kenyon's got 3, and Hammond leaves CVS 7-2. 5:40 to go, first quarter. They try to go to the high post for West. It's knocked out of bounds. It will stay with the Patriots, and they're working on just trying to settle in here.
Yeah, Hammond seems to have really good team speed. They seem to have their hands on almost every pass that Cherry Valley Springfield throws.
Patriots will look to get it in again, going left to right. They find Whiteman in the right corner. Now to Barnes, looking for options. Back to Whiteman. Corner three for Bryn is off the side of the backboard. A rebound here for the Red Devils, and they're looking to run. Left side of the floor, in transition, a pass over to Ava Howie is good. Good extra pass from Tully.
Yeah, that was a great look in transition. She got all the way to the rim, jump stop, because she didn't want to travel.
And now a traveling violation at midcourt by CVS. And it's Hammond 9, CVS 2, with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. Coach Kelly Taggart calling out to her girls, trying to get them to settle down a little bit here. Red Devils have it near the top of the key. A three ball left side for Hammond is short. Rebound for Landry Kenyon. And she's blocked by Mia Dubbins. Second chance is good for Landry Kenyon.
Just relentless effort there. She got blocked the first time, went back up, got it, put it in.
Hammond, 11, CBS 2, with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. A backdoor pass. They find Morgan Huff. Good look from Bryn Whiteman, and they score. So Huff puts it off the glass, and it's 11-4. Can the Patriots settle in? Here's Landry Kenyon back the other way. It's good for the Red Devils.
Wow. She looks to be well over 6 feet, and she shot that like she was a guard, and that was just a nice, really beautiful stroke from outside on the perimeter.
14-4. Hammond on top of CVS. And again, another turnover down in the left corner by the Patriots. We'll give it back to Hammond with 4:28 to go in this first quarter.
And if she's going to make shots from the perimeter like that, she's a nightmare matchup for any team.
4:25 to go in this first quarter. Here come the Red Devils. Across midcourt, trying to settle in. The defending state champs with the basketball, but they throw it away. CVS has had a couple of good looks, but again, just looking to settle in here early in this first quarter. Tough when Hammond just jumps on you so quick.
Yeah, and their pressure is just, they're right up. I would like to see Cherry Valley Springfield bring back another player to try to help progress it. They have three in the back and only like two up front. So they need to get somebody in the middle of the floor and then have some back passes and some outlets on either side. Just take your time, relax. You've seen a press before. You know how to handle it. Just don't panic.
Ball was knocked out of bounds. It will stay with CVS on the left side of the floor, and they try a tough pass across court. It gets nailed back into the Hammond end of the floor. Somehow the Patriots come up with it, and now it gets into the safe hands of Daphne West. West is passing it ahead, but it's tipped away by Landry Kenyon. It'll stay with the Patriots, and just a little helter-skelter here.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any easy baskets for the Patriots today. Not only with the size, but with the team speed that Hammond has, it's making it very difficult to operate on offense.
Yeah, any pass they've really tried through the air has been tough. Here's Mia Dubbin with a jumper from the right elbow. No. And then a rebound. We're going to have a foul on CVS. With 3:53 to go in the first quarter, it's Hammond 14, CVS 4. Some other special sponsors today include Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair of Davenport and Richard and Debbie Moon from the Tryon Inn Restaurant in Cherry Valley. We appreciate your support. 3:50 to go first quarter. Here come the Red Devils again, leading 14-4. Hammond has it with Howie. Now to Landry Kenyon. Kick out to the right side. Red Devils inside. Here's Howie off the back of the rim. It won't go. Rebound is scooped up. They're relentless on the glass. Here's Howie again. Turnaround shot is short. Kenyon trying to swoop in for a rebound. Finally, it's knocked out of there by Daphne West. And a reach-in foul here on Landry Kenyon. That's a silly one for her with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. And CVS trailing 14-4.
Yeah, that far away from the basket. That's not a wise basketball play.
But again, just the rebounding ability of this Hammond team. CVS working their tails off on the inside, but Hammond able to equal it so far.
I think they got three extra shots there on that possession because of their offensive rebounding.
Morgan Huff, a corner three, died on the front of the rim. Boy, it looked good from here, but wouldn't go. And now a rebound for the Red Devils. That would have gone a long way for CVS. Here's Ava Howley, right side, steps through, puts it up and scores.
Really nice job there avoiding the charge. Tough finish, though.
Kenyon with eight, Howley with eight. That's Hammond, 16 points. And it's 16-4 with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Here in the state semifinals, Mia Dubbin back across now to Bryn Whiteman. Looking for options, Whiteman to Barnes. 10 on the shot clock here for the Patriots. They pass down low for Whiteman, and her shot was blocked by Landry Kenyon. A long pass ahead, 2-on-1 for Hammond, and they score. Off the glass for Mia Tully. Timeout's going to be taken by CVS with 2:26 to go in the first quarter. It's Hammond, 18, Cherry Valley Springfield, 4 in the state semifinals on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
All right, welcome back. 2:25 to go in the first quarter here in the state semifinals. Girls basketball up at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Hammond 18 and CVS 4. The defending state champs are rolling here so far from Section 10. CVS trying to cut into it. Whiteman had her shot blocked, though. And back the other way comes Hammond. And this is Gravelin to the far side for Tully. A three here is no good. Rebound for CVS. Bryn Whiteman was able to pick that up. Ahead for Morgan Huff. Dribbled it off the leg of a Hammond player. It'll stay with the Patriots.
I think they called a foul there. They called a foul on Addison Gravelin as she made some body contact with Morgan as she was bringing the ball up that right side.
Yeah, right in front of the scorer's table there, so a foul on the Red Devils. Here's Whiteman, a corner three for CVS. Is no good, but a rebound for Aaron Williams. No. Mia Dubin, a third chance. That won't go down. CVS holds on to the possession, though. Good rebounding on the inside, but then a traveling violation as they kick it back out, and it'll go back to Hammond. With 1:40 to go here in the first quarter, CVS trailing 18-4.
You were going to ask a question there before I changed the foul call there.
I was going to say, what do you tell your team when they get in an early hole like this?
Well, you just got to take one possession at a time, try to have positive results each time. So, I mean, here's a turnover. Now you prevented them from scoring. Now you got to come down. Take your time. Execute your offense. You've got this far in the season for a reason. You know how to play basketball, too. Take your time, execute, get a good shot, and go to your bread and butter. What got you here?
Another steal right back, though, by Hammond. Two on one, and Howie's able to finish it. And Hammond is just waiting for that pass to the middle of the court, and they're able to pick it off more times than not. 1:15 to go, first quarter. Another steal here by the Red Devils. They'll look to bring it across midcourt. Here's Landry Kenyon inside and scores with the finger roll. And Kenyon's got 10. And it's 22-4. Hammond on top of CVS with a minute to go in the first quarter. Here's Morgan Huff across midcourt. Huff down low for Williams, and it's knocked out of bounds.
The other thing that I've noticed here is a lot of Cherry Valley Springfield passes seem to be floating, which is just there's a little bit too much air under them. They're not as crisp. And they probably haven't played against a team that has this team speed all year, so they're trying to adjust to that. But if they keep making those passes that are kind of floaters or lobs, Hammond's going to be all over it because that's their game.
54 seconds to go, first quarter. CVS with the ball again. They try to lob it to the interior, and it's taken away here by the Red Devils. They'll come across midcourt and to the left side. Hammond cycling it around. Here's Howie with a three on the left side. She's got it. And Ava Howie's got 13 points, and it's 25-4 with 30 seconds to go in the first quarter.
That was a deep three, well beyond the college line.
CVS has put the eighth grader Mackenzie McGovern in. She finds Morgan Huff, now to Barnes at the top of the key. Back to Huff, a three ball for CVS. In and out. Rebound for Mia Dubin, and she's fouled as she put it back up from the left low block with 17 seconds to go. Here in the first quarter in the state semis, it's Hammond 25 and CVS 4. So Mia Dubin to the line trying to settle in here for the Patriots. So Mia's first shot is off the mark here for CVS. Whiteman and West on the bench right now for the Patriots. Getting a little extra breather. So 17 seconds to go, first quarter. Second foul shot for Mia Dubin is good. So Mia gets that to go. And the Red Devils will have one last look at it here with 13 seconds left in the first quarter. As they go right to left, here's Howie, top of the key. Reversing far side, they find Landry Kenyon there. Now to Ava Howie, wants a three as time expires. It's off the mark, and that'll do it for the first quarter. Hammond, 25. CVS 5. And we'll be back with the second quarter coming up here from Hudson Valley Community College on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the CVS girls trail Hammond 25-5 after the opening quarter here in the state semis. And we're back underway in the second quarter at Hudson Valley Community College. A step back three for Landry Kenyon won't go down. Rebound for Mackenzie McGovern. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. We're glad to have you along on WCDOsports.com as well. That's brought to you by SFCU. Pass to the high post for CVS is denied, and again Hammond comes away with it. Early in the second quarter, here is Ava Howie with a baseline drive. Kicks one back out, but it's stolen back away by the Patriots. Howie has 13 and Kenyon with 10 to lead Hammond. Patriots zip one across to Morgan Huff on the left side. Huff will dribble it up to the top of the key. Inside for Daphne West, a turnaround shot off the side of the rim. No rebound here for the Red Devils. Back the other way here for Hammond from Section 10, right up on the Canadian border in the North Country. The defending state champs, and a pull-up jumper here for Landry Kenyon. She's fouled by Mia Dubin. Some other sponsors here today include Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, the CVS Teachers Association, Lasting Impression Landscape and Excavation of Hobart, and Marabito Gresham Insurance, as well as Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi.
That was a really nice move by Kenyon. She got the ball on the left block and then kind of looked over her left shoulder and then spun back to the middle. Dubin tried to block her shot but got a little bit too much of her arm, so she sent her to the line.
Landry gets the first shot to go. And the Kenyon name in Hammond goes back many, many years. From talking with our good friend Jeff Maliner at Empire State Takeover, he said, I think there's been a Kenyon on this team for at least the last 15 or 20 years in terms of sisters and cousins and you name it. So it's a long historic line at Hammond for the Kenyon family. So it's 27-5 as Kenyon now has 12 points with 6:40 to go here in this second quarter. It's Hammond 27 and CVS 5. Bryn Whiteman to the interior. Daphne West, the pull-up jumper, too strong. Rebound for Mackenzie McGovern. And she went into the land of the trees, and the smallest guard grabs that rebound and is fouled.
A good hustle there by McGovern. Cherry Valley Springfield seems to be a little more settled that possession.
Again, I think what you said, focusing on just the simple pass, could certainly help out here for the Patriots. McGovern hits the first one.
There's a quote by the famous basketball coach John Wooden. I forget the first part of it, but the main gist of it at the end is that little things make big things happen. So in order to be successful on a possession, you got to be able to dribble the ball up the court. You got to be able to make a good, solid entry pass. So those little things lead to big things occurring. So if you take care of the little things, the big things will kind of take care of themselves.
McGovern missed the second shot, but a violation on Hammond gives her another chance at it. And McKenzie hits it this time. So the eighth grader with a bright future ahead. She's had some big games this year, including in the Tri-Valley Championship. goes 2 for 2 at the line, and it's 27-7 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Red Devils have it to the left side as they go right to left. Now a steal by CVS. Here's Huff, and she threw it away near midcourt, but somehow McGovern swoops in and gets it back for CVS. McGovern to Bryn Whiteman, zipping one far side to the interior. They try to go to Daphne West, but it was knocked away by Landry Kenyon. It was 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. CVS girls trailing 27-7. Bryn Whiteman on the baseline will look to get it in to the left of the hoop. They find Whiteman in the corner. Zips one back up top. A floating pass here to Morgan Huff. Now back to Whiteman. Left side. And they'll say a foul on the interior here, it looks like, on the Red Devils. Going to be on the floor.
It was a foul on Addison Graveline.
I didn't even see anybody near her, though.
No, and that's her third foul, so she's going to have to go to the bench.
So this bench certainly looks deep here for Hammond, but we'll see how it goes. Mia Dubin to the inside. Shot was blocked, and the Red Devils have it. Hammond back down the floor, leading 27-7 with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. CVS girls trailing here at Hudson Valley Community College in the state semis. Morgan Huff got her mitts on the ball momentarily, but Red Devils able to hold on. Here's Landry Kenyon, a jumper left side is good. And Kenyon's got 14.
I don't know how you guard her.
I mean, she's got to be 6'1", lanky guard, fast, very tough matchup. Here's Bryn Whiteman, a three. It's a little short for CVS, and a rebound underneath by the Red Devils, and they're looking to run again. They lead 29-7 over Cherry Valley Springfield with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Ava Howie from downtown hits it, and Howie's got 16.
That looks like it was about the same spot she made the previous one from, and again, well beyond the college line. It looked like that play was in slow motion.
They just cannot miss right now. Hammond leading 32-7 with 4:55 to go in the second quarter.
I mean, it's tough enough that you have Kenyon out there on the floor who's a skilled, I would say, like forward-type player, can go inside, outside, can hit the three. But then you throw in Ava Howie, who's about 6 feet as well, and she's got decent range and can also attack the basket. So this is a difficult team that the Patriots are up against today.
A block for Mia Dubin. And Daphne West is able to come in and grab that basketball. Daphne dribbles out of trouble down the right side of the floor. And now she'll just slow it down. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. CVS trailing 32-7. Morgan Huff to West in the corner. Now to Bryn Whiteman. Over the top of the defense. They go to Huff. Now to McGovern. Good ball movement by the Patriots. They find McGovern left side. And her three is off the mark. Rebound Ava Howie. Right side of the floor for her, and the Red Devils will settle in with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. Hammond leading the Cherry Valley Springfield girls 32-7. We're glad to bring you this game here on WCDO. Here's Kenyon. Steps back, didn't pull the trigger though, goes back to Howie. She does, fires it, and it's good for Ava Howie. 19 in the first half here for Ava Howie.
And it's not like she's taken a whole bunch of shots. I think she might have missed one three-pointer. I think she's 3 for 4.
Hammond, 35, and CVS, 7. Left side, Morgan Huff for 3. Hits it for Cherry Valley Springfield. Big-time bucket. 5 points now for Morgan Huff. Makes it 35-10. Patriots trying to turn it up on defense here. Huff again got a piece of that, but the Red Devils are able to hold on. Landry Kenyon, turnaround shot. She finally misses one. And here's Daphne West with a rebound for CVS. 3:10 to go, second quarter. Here's Mia Dubin for three. That's short. And another rebound here for the Red Devils. Kenyon, shot out of a cannon down the right side of the floor, trying to take it coast to coast. Inside, muscles it up, missed the shot, but gets her own rebound. And puts it up and is blocked at the left low block here by Mia Dubin, but it is a foul. Somehow missed that shot. Got underneath the hoop and then found her own rebound on the far side and then was fouled.
Well, it helped that one of her teammates kind of tipped it in her direction, so she was able to go get it. But you have to applaud her effort and hustle to go. I mean, she knew she missed it. As soon as she missed it, she ran to get the rebound on the other side of the court, basically.
Mia Dubin picked up her second foul there and will head to the bench for CVS. In the meantime, Landry Kenyon hits the foul shot. Landry has 15. Ava Howie has 19 for Hammond here in the first half. And these college coaches to our left here that are coming to scout at the state tournament have to just be in awe of this Class D Hammond team. Here is Kenyon, a straightaway three for her. Missed it this time, and Daphne West has got a rebound for CVS. Outlet pass to Mackenzie McGovern. Down the left side with 2:45 to go here in this second frame. Hammond 36 and CVS 10. Little give and go inside for Whiteman. And her little jumper from the right low block won't go. McGovern hustling for a rebound. We got a jump ball. Arrow will keep it with the Patriots.
And Kenyon has blocked maybe three or four shots so far, but she's also altered others. I thought on that drive there, Patriots were a little hesitant because they knew she was in the lane. So her presence on the defensive end is certainly being shown.
Huff gets the inbounds pass. Her shot won't go. Both teams again fighting for the rebound. The arrow this time on the jump ball will give it to Hammond with 2:27 to go in the second quarter. Again, want to thank our special sponsors today as we will have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in a few. They include the CVS Booster Club, A Rose is a Rose Florist in Cherry Valley, of course, our friends at SFCU, and Royal Ford Motors of Cooperstown. We got a timeout. We'll step away here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
All right, welcome back. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Hammond with a three from the left side. It's no good. And Daphne West a rebound for Cherry Valley Springfield. CVS girls trailing 36-10 here late in the second quarter in the state semifinals against the defending state champs in the Hammond Red Devils. Now here's Bryn Whiteman in the paint, and she's fouled. And Bryn will head to the line.
Good strong drive to the basket there for Whiteman.
Again, if you'd like to know more about this CVS team, a little bit about their history over the last few years, this group of seniors and juniors, you can head to my website, natelull.com, and click on articles. Posted one last night about the run that this CVS team has had. Bryn Whiteman, first one at the line, is good for her. Morgan Huff, the leading scorer so far for CVS this afternoon with 5 points. When Bryn gets going, she can really shoot it from the outside, but it's been tough to find an open look so far against this very good Hammond team. Bryn goes 2 for 2 at the line, makes it 36-12 with 1:50 to go in the second quarter here from Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. Hammond in the white with the red trim, going right to left. CVS in the navy blue with the white and red trim. Trying to slow down this Hammond team on defense. A pull-up jumper in the paint is no good for Ava Howie, but she is fouled.
But again, really nice drive there. I thought it was going to roll in for her. I was surprised it didn't go in for an opportunity for a three-point play, but certainly two very talented players on the Hammond squad, and the rest are super aggressive defensively and just know how to play out here, and things are all going their way early.
That's one thing that I've noticed so far is just the tenacity in which they play. Very, very tough. 1:37 to go, second quarter. Here's Ava Howie at the line for the Red Devils. Hits the first. And they're having one of those days where, I don't know, they're just not missing. Howie's got 20 points here in the first half. Makes it 37-12. Second shot, good. 21 for Ava Howie. And it's 38-12 with 1:30 to go here in the second quarter. Patriots had the ball. Here is the eighth grader, the next star for this program, Mackenzie McGovern. to the right side now for Morgan Huff. Tries to zip it through the interior of the defense. Huff got it back after it was tipped away. Good hustle there by Morgan. Back out, they'll reset as we come up on 1:10 to go in the second quarter. Another pass inside for Daphne West. It is this time picked off but then thrown away. It will stay with the Red Devils, though.
Just you have to applaud how hard they play. I mean, that's not something that you teach. It's just got to come from inside, and they're just playing super hard.
1:05 to go in the second quarter. Hammond 38 and CVS 12. Hammond passing inside, up off the glass, and it's good for Downs. And she's able to put it up. Rayleigh Downs. And it's 40-12 with 50 seconds to go in the second quarter. McGovern across midcourt finds herself in a double team. It's stripped, but it will stay with the Patriots.
Yeah, she got stuck in a spot there where you don't want to stop with the ball. And she kind of got trapped, and they were using half court and the sideline. It's kind of 4-on-1, but she was fortunate to get out of that spot.
CVS in the paint now with Daphne West. After they get it inside, West can't hit that shot. Second chance here for Daphne. She'll have to pull it out. With 30 seconds to go here in the second quarter. West near midcourt. McGovern wants a three, and it rattles in and out. Rebound for Hammond with 25 seconds left, and then a foul on CVS on the rebound.
It's going to be on Morgan Huff.
I want to thank all our special sponsors today, including Mallinckrodt Pharmaceuticals of Hobart, Godie Enterprises, Log Home, Build and Restore, and Bank of Cooperstown, a unit of Wayne Bank. And we've been playing promos all week, also thanking our sponsors throughout our regular programming. We can't thank them enough. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here are the Red Devils. Here's Howie to the right side. Picks it up, goes to Landry Kenyon. Kenyon going downhill. Kicks one back out, a three from the right side is too strong, and that'll do it. First half in the books here in the state semifinals. It's Hammond 40, Cherry Valley Springfield 12. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products halftime report in just a few minutes on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
On WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Marabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for over 90 years. Call Marabito today at 607-563-HEAT. That's 607-563-HEAT. 40-12, Hammond, the defending state champs, leading Cherry Valley Springfield here at the break in the state semifinals from Hudson Valley Community College. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Now, maybe you're driving around back home, you turned it on in the car, and you say, what the heck is happening? Folks, I don't want to take away from CVS at all. They are here. They have earned it. It's just the way the brackets have worked out, they've run into a real juggernaut, and that happens sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, Hammond was here last year. They're the defending state champions. They have, the defending Class D player of the year. Their other player was on the first team. You know, both averaged over 20 points last year, and that was when they were a junior and a sophomore. So they're back this year as a senior and a junior, and we're sitting here when we're off the air, and previously, before we came on the air, we spoke with the radio broadcaster from the Hammond area, and he said that in the sectional playoffs in Section 10, that Hammond was the 3 seed.
The 3 seed. Unbelievable.
So you and I were talking, and I said, I want to see the first and the second seed in that section, because they're phenomenal. I mean, they might be having a great game today, but they're certainly very impressive.
Our good friend Jeff Maliner from Empire State Takeover, we had a conversation back in November or so, and he said, I'm going to be up there a lot because their sectional Final Four is going to be incredible between some of the teams that they have up there. And traditionally, they've always been very strong. up in that neck of the woods. When SK was here for many years, always running into those great Hubleton teams who are now up in Class C. But there's just so many good. Herman DeKalb is always very good up there. Chattagay, also very good. Governor, I mean, just teams across. Edwards Knox, I mean, the list goes on. Now, some of these schools are a little bit bigger than a D, but Section 10, always very difficult up there.
Yeah, I mean, in the sectional final, they played Herman DeKalb, who had beat them earlier in the year, 42-38, and in the sectional final, it was 47-43. So certainly Hammond has had a good start to this game, but it's important to note that we play two halves in basketball.
Yes.
So it's going to be a tall task for the Patriots, but it certainly is possible. I have been in this building when a team was ahead, maybe not by this margin, but in my time as the assistant coach at Oneonta High School, we were down by a large margin, and we came roaring back and were able to win in a semifinal game, the Class B State Final Four. So the Patriots are here for a reason. That's why you play two halves, and they're coming out now out of the locker room at halftime and getting the support from their community and their crowd and their parents and their classmates. So hopefully they can turn this around and make it a ball game.
Yeah, a huge crowd here from Cherry Valley Springfield. And, Coach, one thing that you pointed out to me, the second quarter was much more balanced. The score was, you know, Hammond 15, CVS 7. And, again, talking to their radio broadcaster, he said what this Hammond team does is they come out, they jump on you quick, and they get you down, and then they got you, right? And that's very, very tough. Second quarter seemed like CVS held their own.
Yeah, and I think it's difficult, especially if you haven't played this Hammond team before, to understand that, you know, they're going to come out and get, you know, kind of right after you, right off the tip. I mean, it kind of could be like a tidal wave. You know, they won the tip. We talked about that with their size. They were able to score right away off the tip play. And then they just put that full court pressure on where it's just nonstop. And they seem to have phenomenal team quickness. And they're all over the ball, and they're looking to run. We talked about the pace of play being much quicker than the first semifinal. So they're definitely a difficult matchup. But, you know, CVS just has to chip away at it a little at a time, and all you can ask for is a chance at the end of the game.
Coach, I have to laugh. As I look down, as both teams are warming up, I see SUNY Oneonta women's coach Daphne Thompson down here talking with Landry's older sister, who played at Broome for many years in her college career. So I wonder if Daphne's over there saying, where is your sister going to go to college next year? And from what I know of the Kenyon family, they like to stay close to home. So I've heard a lot of chatter about the Adirondack schools, the SUNY, you know, Potsdam, Plattsburgh, JCC up there. So we'll see. One of those teams might get very lucky that they have a kid that wants to stay close to home, because Landry Kenyon is certainly special. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call Mirabito today at 607-563-HEAT. Again, some other special sponsors today include Bob's Country Store in Roseboom, Cooperstown Dreams Park, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital in Norwich, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, and Randy and Brenda Excavation and Septic Pumping in Springfield Center. Huge thank you to all those businesses for their support. We'll be back with the start of the third quarter. Hammond 40, CVS 12 in the state semifinals on WCDO.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
Getting in a car accident is bad enough. Dealing with the hassles and insurance details can be overwhelming. That's why folks in the Tri-County area rely on Sydney Auto Body after an accident. Hi, Mike Lang here. Did you know Sydney Auto Body has repaired vehicles for over 55 years? We'll provide expert workmanship and work closely with your insurance company to make it easier on you. Customer satisfaction is our number one priority. So if you have an accident or hit a deer, tell your insurance company that you choose Sydney Auto Body. I think you'll be happy you did. Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Daphne West with a miss as we start the third quarter. And the Red Devils back the other way, but a pass from Howie went too long and out of bounds, so back to CVS. Hammond did score right off the start of the second half, so they lead CVS 42-12. And then West missed that jumper, and then the throw away by Hammond. CVS trying to break the pressure, and they do now. Down the right side of the floor here for Daphne West to the interior, and we got a block in the paint here on the Red Devils. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. Appreciate everybody listening, of course, up in the Cherry Valley, Springfield area as well on WCDOsports.com. That's all brought to you by SFCU. All right, doing the inbounding to the left of the hoop here as CVS now going right to left on your radio dial. Again, in the navy blue uniforms, the white trim with the red as well. They go to Mia Dubin on the left side. Her jumper a little short. West with a rebound. Off the glass. Can't get it to go. Another chance here for Daphne. They lost it out of bounds, though, and it's going to go back to the Red Devils.
You know, Hammond is certainly playing a fantastic ball game, but it also appears that, like, you know, every little bounce or 50-50 ball or whatever you want to call it seems to be going Hammond's way. I mean, anytime there's a deflection out of bounds, it seems to be going to Hammond, and anytime there's a 50-50 ball up for grabs, they seem to get it.
CVS with a steal now on defense, and I totally agree with you. It just seems like one of those days, which can happen sometimes in the state tournament. Now a steal here by the Red Devils. They'll take it inside and score. A good pass as they zip it over to Isabel Woodcock for her first bucket, and it's 44-12. 6:10 to go here, third quarter. Patriots down in the state semifinals. Trying to settle in here in this third quarter. Bryn Whiteman to the left side for Barnes. She steps in for three off the left side of the rim. Good rebound here for Daphne West. West has been strong on the glass. I'll give her that. Inside for Bryn Whiteman. Her jumper won't go. And we got a foul, I believe, after that shot.
And, you know, another thing to think about is, you know, the Hammond girls were all here last year. They played two games here, and they won. They were the state champs. And Cherry Valley Springfield, this is their first time here. So just that experience and that familiarity and the feeling of comfort can also play a big factor here.
Definitely goes a long ways. I thought that was what was really good for CVS a week ago, the long bus trip down to Long Island, getting the win over the Section 11 champs, Smithtown Christian. I thought that would give them a lot of confidence. The arena was a similar size here as it is at Hudson Valley, but when you're playing against such a tough team, as here's Landry Kenyon with a foul as Daphne West was trying to guard her there, and Kenyon will go back to the line. It's just tough.
And, I mean, I know they played at SUNY Delhi in the sectional semifinals and finals, and then I was curious about the size of the court that they played on last week, as this court here is much bigger than SUNY Delhi. I think it's wider, and I think it's longer.
Kenyon gets the first shot to go. I made sure when we were down at Farmingdale State last week, I think it's the same size as this court. I thought CVS did a good job on that floor last week for how much bigger it was because, boy, a lot of extra running, a lot of extra up and down. Kenyon goes 2-for-2 at the line. She's got 17. It's Hammond 46, CVS 12. And I was hoping that would help them this week as they come up here to the big floor at Hudson Valley Community College. Daphne West has her shot blocked as she tried to go up for the right-handed layup. Take away here, Ava Howley trying to go coast-to-coast, and she finishes. Ava Howley buries it, and she has 25 now. Having a heck of a night, heck of an afternoon, I should say, here for the Red Devils. 4:55 to go in the third. Hammond, 48, CVS, 12. In the paint, pull-up jumper for Daphne West. No good, but she is fouled and will head to the line.
Good strong drive there by Daphne West. Didn't come up with the basket, but drew the foul first on Ava Howie and earned the trip to the line for two shots.
Some other special sponsors today include Gerster's Triple E Towing and Repair in Davenport, Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, as well as Richard and Debbie Moon from the Tryon Inn Restaurant in Cherry Valley. Daphne West cannot get that first shot to go. Second one coming. You feel for this CVS group, a heck of a season, accomplished a lot of their goals. But I'll miss this senior class, whether it ends today or tomorrow. Their basketball careers at CVS will be over. And they've been a very fun group here over the last two, three, 4 years as West gets the second one to go. Morgan Huff with 5 points, Daphne West with three, Bryn Whiteman with two, Mackenzie McGovern with two, and Mia Dubin with one, the scoring for Cherry Valley Springfield. Ava Howie into the right side corner with 4.5 to go in this third quarter. Howie got stuck down low on the right low block, and she traveled.
Looked like if they had made a better pass on that first cut, she was open for a layup, but she bobbled the ball a little bit. I think the pass was a little high, or else they would have had a layup. But good job by the Patriots to force the turnover there.
Patriots break the pressure. They get to Daphne West. The pull-up jumper for her died on the front of the rim. Morgan Huff tracks down a rebound. Ball out of bounds, and we'll stay with the Patriots. You know, we do so many CVS games, or have done this year, and you see a guard like Morgan Huff, and you say, boy, she's, you know, big and tall and lanky for a guard. And then you see her, it's like this whole Red Devils team. It's like her size or Daphne West's size. It's incredible. Mia Dubin, a rebound off a missed shot from Bryn Whiteman.
Yeah.
It's out of bounds.
To build on that, a few possessions ago, Daphne West drove to the basket, and I thought, oh, that's going to be a hoop from us doing several of their games. And Landry Kenyon just came out of nowhere and blocked it, and I thought, geez, she probably hasn't had that experience all year.
Here's West with the basketball, finds Barnes for three. That's off the mark. CVS is struggling to shoot a little bit here today. You wonder how much of that is playing in the big arena at Hudson Valley. Red Devils have it back the other way. A three is off the left side of the rim. Landry Kenyon, a rebound. Landry puts it up and is fouled on the right low block with 3:47 to go here in this third quarter. Hammond 48, CVS 13. Since we mentioned Landry in college, I've gotten about 15 text messages about, I heard she might go here, I heard she might go there. So it will be interesting to see where she ends up a year from now.
Well, whatever coach and program gets her, they certainly will be very lucky.
Landry's first shot at the line is good. And I think this goes for Hammond and for CVS and a lot of the schools that we cover. Those coaches are always looking for those hidden gems out there. How can I find a small school kid that I can bring in and that can maybe help me in some way, shape, or form? And she's going to be one of those players. And I know a bunch of coaches in our area have been, you know, keeping an eye on this Cherry Valley team as well, wondering if maybe some of these players could go on and play at the next level. 3:45 to go in the third. Second shot was no good. CVS will get it back. Hammond 49, CVS 13. Coach, we mentioned it earlier. This quarter has not been a runaway either. CVS has kept it close.
No, that first quarter, Hammond, just to use one of your expressions, to start the game was shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, since they've built that lead, they haven't let up, but they just have not kept up that scoring pace. I mean, 25 points in a quarter is just phenomenal.
Yeah, 25-5 first quarter. Since then, it's been relatively close, relatively even. But as you said earlier, Coach, just nothing is easy today for Cherry Valley. There's Bryn Whiteman on the inbounds pass, puts it up and in. But they've really had to earn every open look they've got. 49-15 with 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Hammond on top of Cherry Valley Springfield, the champions from Section 4, Class D. A look to the inside, and Morgan Huff fouls Ava Howie, the talented junior here for Hammond. So this will send Howie back to the line. Some more special sponsors today include the CVS Teachers Association. Really want to say thank you to the Teachers Association at CVS, as well as the Booster Club for their support. Marabito Gresham Insurance, Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, and the Delaware National Bank of Delhi. Of course, these kids all grew up playing at the Clark Sports Center, and I think that's why we see a lot of those Northern Otsego County teams do so well when they get into high school ball. They've spent those years at Clark Sports Center. And so Howie goes 1 out of 2, 26, I believe, now for Howie. I'm going to have to double-check my math on that, but she's definitely right around that 25, 26 mark, and she has been phenomenal here today. Hammond 50 and CVS 15 with 3:05 to go in the third. Kenyon down the left side of the floor, ahead for Howie, and she puts it up and in. And that Kenyon to Howie connection is tough to beat, and it's 52-15. CVS to the high post for Williams, knocked away, and it looks like we'll have a whistle.
I don't know what would be better, the Kenyon to Howie connection or the Howie to Kenyon connection. I'd take either one.
Yeah, both looking pretty good here today. You know, we watched Elba and Northville before this. Northville with a big comeback victory there, but, you know, certainly Hammond has to be the favorites to repeat again here this year after watching both games here today if Hammond is able to get past the Patriots the rest of this game.
The other thing that's impressive is Hammond only has one senior.
Yeah, imagine that. They could be here for a while to come. It reminds me, as the ball gets knocked out of bounds again, of that Hubleton run a couple of years ago where they won three in a row. And so the Patriots will get it in. They go to Bryn Whiteman in the left corner. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is back in our Sydney Main Street studios, as here's a steal by Landry Kenyon. Jim is our in-game producer. Here's Kenyon with a great move in the paint, just couldn't finish it. Spin cycle there. Back the other way here for CVS, and Mia Dubin puts it off the glass and good. A good pass from Morgan Huff. Makes it 52-17. And Howie will walk it up the floor here for the Red Devils. Howie to the left side. Into the breadbasket here of Woodcock. Now back to Jones at the top of the key. Far side, inside for Kenyon. Off the glass, and it's good for Kenyon. She's got 20.
Really nice pass there into the post to Kenyon. And an even better move, nice soft touch. And was able to put just enough English on that to have it roll in.
CVS with the ball. Here's Bryn Whiteman to the high post. Williams, far side. McGovern for three. Got it. And the eighth grader, Mackenzie McGovern, now with 5 points. And it's 54-20 with a buck 20 to go here in this third quarter. And here is Ava Howley across midcourt. Bounce pass into the corner. Howie gets it back as the Red Devils go left to right. Off a screen, inside. Looking for Howie. Nice little spin move, and it's good. 30 now for Howie.
Just the patience there. I mean, she could have gone right up with it, and I think Mia Dubin would have blocked her. But she gave a couple head fakes, pivoted, was able to spin around, and then get the basket.
Back down the floor for the Patriots with 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And now we got a traveling violation on Bryn Whiteman, and it's going to go back to the Hammond Red Devils.
That was unfortunate because that was a nice move and she was able to finish. I don't know about the travel. I would like to see the replay.
One thing I'm enjoying watching here today is this Patriots team, I think, despite being down on the scoreboard, you're still seeing smiles. You're still seeing them work very hard. You're still seeing the thankfulness for being here. I mean, that's something to... I think it's important to remember, you got to enjoy this moment. There's only four teams left in the whole state, and you're one of them. Howie has it in the backcourt now, lost it. Morgan Huff with some good pressure. It was pushed out of bounds. It will stay with the Red Devils. Hammond will do the inbounding. Jones on the far side gets one in for Ava Howie with 20 seconds to go here in the third. Howie in the paint is blocked by Mia Dubin. Back out for Jones, and we'll have a shot clock violation with 12 seconds left here on the Red Devils. But good quality defense there by the Patriots.
Yeah, nice effort there. They're certainly not giving up. They're playing hard, and they're enjoying the moment and trying to give their best effort on every possession. That's all you can ask for.
10 seconds left, third quarter. Patriots have it. We'll go to Cortez at the top of the key and to the left side now for Huff. Inside for Williams, and that'll do it. Time expires. Fourth quarter coming up here in the state semifinals. Hammond 56, Cherry Valley Springfield 20. We'll be back on WCDO.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey, love the car.
Nice, huh? Got it a couple of weeks ago at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Man, a lot of people around here get their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales.
Well, they have around 150 vehicles on two lots, so it's hard not to find what you want. I just go to their website, butlerautosales.com. Every vehicle on the lot, including the new arrivals, are right there. And when my brother ran into financial trouble, they went above and beyond to get him financed.
Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're underway in the fourth quarter here at Hudson Valley Community College in Troy. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. And here is Ava Howie to the rim. Missed it. Landry Kenyon trying to track down a rebound. It's kept alive here by the Red Devils. They lead 56-20 over Cherry Valley Springfield. Ball is knocked down. Goes inside for Kenyon. Turnaround shot here for Landry. Missed it. But a rebound goes to Bryn Whiteman.
Good defensive there. Possession there for the Patriots.
Yeah, this Patriots team, no quit in them. As here is a three from the right side for Bryn Whiteman. No good. Rebound for the Red Devils. As they'll look to advance to their second straight New York State Class D girls basketball championship game. The winner of this will get the champion of Section 2, Northville, who had a nice comeback victory in the semifinals earlier today against Elba from Section 5 out in Western New York. That was a fun game to watch.
Yeah. The tide on that game switched dramatically. I mean, I think it was the start of the fourth quarter, and Elba was up 7. You stepped away from our broadcast area, and you came back, and Northville was up 5.
Yeah. Went downstairs, grabbed a few things, came back up, and Northville ended up walking away with the win. It was very nice. Here's Landry Kenyon to the inside, and she's fouled. Great sportsmanship here as Daphne West is able to help her up. Again, this Patriots team not going quietly with 6:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. And you just got to enjoy this now if you're the Patriots. This group of seniors been together since third and fourth grade. Just a big asset to the community, and they're all great kids, too. They're all good in the classroom, good in their other activities. As here is Landry Kenyon to the line for Hammond. And one thing when I was talking to assistant coach B.J. Whiteman, as Kenyon misses her first shot, he said the last 6 or 7 years they've had the seniors on the girls' team come down and coach the youth, the third and fourth graders. And, you know, the adults are there, too, but it's such a big thing as Kenyon hits this second shot. She's got 21. Now all the little kids are always going to remember this team that made it to the state semifinals, and those are the heroes, you know? So it's very cool. Left side, a shot for Daphne West. That won't go. Rebound for Bryn Whiteman. Shovels it inside for Mia Dubin, and she's able to bury it.
Yeah, that's something I think high school kids need to understand, that they have no idea what little kid is watching when they're out there playing, and what little kid they could motivate to want to be like them and to achieve the things that they've achieved. So it's important to remember that you're motivating and serving as kind of a role model for the younger kids.
Kenyon, a straightaway long three, goes off the right side of the rim, and now we'll have a tie-up underneath on the rebound. It's going to go back to CVS with 5:55 to go in the fourth. Hammond leading CVS 57-22.
I mean, this score reminds me of one of our games against Harpersville in the sectional final when I was coaching at Unitego, and it just got away from us. And the number of younger girls that I heard from, you know, that looked up to some of my Unitego players and just how they performed and how they played. So Cherry Valley Springfield players, you know, they're certainly going to be frustrated with this outcome, but they have nothing to be ashamed of. They won the Tri-Valley Championship back-to-back. They got back to that sectional final at SUNY Delhi where they were so close the year before. Then they're able to go out in a regional game and get here to the state Final Four. Like you said, there's only four teams left playing in Class D, and you're one of them. That's pretty solid.
Bryn Whiteman, a foul. She's now at the line, hits her first shot. So Bryn has 5, Mia Dubin has 5, Morgan Huff with 5, and Mackenzie McGovern with 5. And now Bryn with 6. So some balanced scoring so far for the Patriots with 5:35 to go fourth quarter. It's Hammond 57, Cherry Valley Springfield 24. Red Devils have it. And they'll look to work it around here. Boy, I think the Red Devils just got away with a little bit of a carry, though. Goes inside for Landry Kenyon off the glass. Too strong. Rebound kept alive here by Hammond. Second chance. No. Bryn Whiteman is able to come out of there with the basketball. Got the rebound and a foul with 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter. Hammond 57, CVS 24. And make sure you stay tuned after the game, too. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And we will also kind of, if it stays this way, we'll wrap up for the 2024 season. Hard to believe that it's that time of the year already to transition maybe into spring sports. We got a foul on Morgan Huff off a missed shot. She was jockeying for position on the rebound with about 5 minutes to go. It's been a fun year. Several teams making deep runs into sectionals and also into the state tournament. Timeout's going to be taken here by Hammond with 5 minutes to go. Hammond 57, Cherry Valley Springfield 24 in the state semifinals for girls basketball on WCDO.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. In other words, at Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No pricing by credit score, no restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin, or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:40 to go here in this fourth quarter. Welcome back. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. It's Hammond 57 and the CVS girls from Section 4 with 24. Patriots have the ball. They'll dribble it to the right side. They find Mia Dubin. She dials up a three, in and out, and Landry Kenyon another rebound. Kenyon into the middle of the defense, puts it up and is blocked by Mia Dubin, and we got a foul. I want to thank all our special sponsors, including the CVS Booster Club, A Rose is a Rose Florist in Cherry Valley, Royal Ford Motors of Cooperstown, Doty Enterprises, Log Home Build and Restore, the Bank of Cooperstown, a unit of Wayne Bank, Bob's Country Store in Roseboom, the Cooperstown Dreams Park, and Randy and Brenda Excavation and Septic Pumping in Springfield Center. So here is Landry Kenyon to the line with 4:18 left. She's got 21 points. And Kenyon's first shot is good. The senior trying to cap her career with another appearance in the state championship. She was the state player of the year for Class D a year ago when they took down Oxford from Section 4 in the championship game. Landry goes one out of two, a rebound for Aaron Williams underneath for CVS. And now the outlet pass here to Barnes, and she'll walk it back down the floor for the Patriots. So we come up on 4 minutes to go. Daphne West back out. Barnes takes it inside, and Kenyon blocks it out of bounds. Looks like it'll stay with the Patriots.
Yeah, really athletic block there for Kenyon as she gets subbed out of the game here with about 4 minutes to go. But
Kenyon looks like she'll finish, unless she comes back in again, with 22 points. And the rest of her stat line is going to be pretty impressive as well. Here's a putback for Daphne West. Puts it up and in, and West now has 5 points. So it's pretty much fives across the board for CVS on their end, but they trail 58-26. Here's Ava Howie to the interior, and she scores. If my math is right, that's 32 for Ava Howie. We'll make sure we check on that during the postgame show. 3:35 to go in this fourth quarter. It's Hammond 60 and CVS 26. Morgan Huff in the paint, and a double dribble is going to give it back to the Patriots. But again, a tremendous season, and I think the biggest thing from covering this team and from writing the article that I did on NateLull.com about the strength of this CVS team. Is they wanted to get back to that sectional final game and prove to themselves and others that they could win it, and they did that this year. And it was a great game against Edmiston Morris.
And, you know, they got off to a little bit of a slow start, and, you know, they certainly have done a phenomenal job since losing a couple games early. So, again, they have nothing to be ashamed of. They've had a phenomenal season to get to this point. They certainly had a great year. I think at the beginning of the year, if you asked any coach, hey, would you play in the state semifinals? I think you'd take it.
Yeah. Morgan Huff for three. She's got 8 points from the left side, and it's 60-29. Coach Taggart was joking with me. She said, I don't know about a rough start, Nate. It felt like we kind of limped into January. We had that tough loss to Skenevis. And after that, she sat down with the team and the assistant coaches, and they said, remember our goals, remember the little things, and we got to work on those little things very hard every single day. And that was really the recipe that got them here with the championship win in the Tri-Valley, the win in Section 4, and the regional win. Inside, a shot here for Daphne West is blocked, but they got her on the arm, so Daphne's going to head back to the line with 2.5 to go.
I mean, I just looked really quick. They haven't lost since December 7th.
Yeah.
So, you know, they certainly turned their... I mean, at December 7th, you have 3 losses, and you're going to finish the year, you know, 20-4. That's pretty good.
First shot for Daphne is good. She's able to put that up and in. Yeah, when this team really got on a roll in the second half of the year, they were tough. And I think one of the best games I saw them play was that Tri-Valley semifinal game against Edmiston Morris. As Daphne can't get the second shot to go, they had to go into Edmiston, and we've talked about how hard of a place that is to play. Daphne gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. 8 now for Daphne West, and it's 60-32. They went in there as the 4 seed. EM was the 1, and they came out with that 5-point win. And I was just very impressed with the balance they had that night. It was fun to watch. And they went on to win the championship later that week. And we got a traveling violation on Hammond as they bring it inside with 2:08 left. And it's Hammond 60, CVS 32. Timeout's going to be taken here by CVS. And we'll take a break as well. 2:08 left, state semifinals. Hammond 60, CBS 32 on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Hammond out of the timeout with the ball. They'll take it in for a left-handed layup and score with Michaela Jones. She puts it up and in. And so the Patriots come across midcourt. They'll go to Morgan Huff inside for Mia Dubin. Dribbled it off her foot out of bounds. It's going back to Hammond. And 4 seniors out on the floor right now. And Bryn Whiteman, the lone junior for this Patriots team. They'll get to enjoy their last minute 40 of high school basketball. Bryn will be back next year, but CVS really losing a lot of the core that they've had the last few years. Of course, Jolene Lusk graduating a year ago. She was a huge part of this team. Now the co-rookie of the year in the Empire 8. For St. John Fisher, she was a first-team conference all-star. Jolene has gone on to do great things. So the last few years, this CBS team has been a lot of fun to watch. And so the Patriots will walk it up the floor after they get the ball back. 90 seconds left. It's Hammond 62 and CBS 32. Looks like it'll be Hammond and Northville in the state championship game tomorrow. That's at 11:45 a.m. right back here at Hudson Valley Community College. Congrats to the Moravia girls winning last night a New York State Class C championship, so a Section 4 team getting it done. And the Moravia boys are going to have a chance today to win a state championship. Wouldn't that be cool? I don't know how many times that's been done, that the boys and girls both win a state title. CVS missing a close shot here by Mia Dubin, and we got a minute to go. 62-32. Maine Endwell boys also made the Final Four. They fell to Glens Falls in Glens Falls in the semifinals. Moravia bringing it home, and now CVS will fall here this afternoon, and we'll see how the Moravia boys do, but pretty much the end of the season will be tonight and tomorrow morning as games will wrap up here by early afternoon at Hudson Valley Community College. 45 seconds left, and Hammond is going to punch their tickets to the state championship game for the second straight year. Morgan Huff, a shot in the corner for CVS. No, Barnes with a rebound off the glass. It's good for Kaylee Barnes. And 30 seconds left. It's 62-34. We've said it a few times, Coach, but it was that first quarter that was really the difference here this afternoon as Hammond jumped out to that 25-5 edge.
Yeah, they just, I don't know any other way to put it, but they just came out ready to play and ready to go, ready to prove that, hey, we want to be back-to-back state champs. And when they got out to 25-5, it seemed like they couldn't miss a shot. And they were getting steals and turnovers, and Cherry Valley Springfield was having a little bit of difficulty finding the hoop, but this is a really good team, Hammond. So Cherry Valley Springfield has nothing to be ashamed of. They had a great season. Can't say that enough.
Yeah, fantastic season for the Patriots. As the Hammond fans rise to their feet, they will be back here tomorrow. Tremendous support from the CVS side as well. And we want to recognize a few more of those special sponsors, including the CVS Booster Club and the CVS Teachers Association, Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, Richard and Debbie Moon from the Tryon Inn Restaurant in Cherry Valley, as well as the rest of our Cherry Valley and Springfield sponsors. A lot of support. We appreciate it. 15 seconds left. They'll try to punch it in. Hammond with the ball, knocked out of bounds by Morgan Huff. And this is the thing, CVS not quitting to the final whistle.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. You know, they clearly could just allow them to get the ball in and just say, okay, that's it. But they've been after it the last two times, gotten deflections and steals, and so they force a turnover here. So no quit in the Patriots today. Just they met a team that was just a little too difficult for them to handle today.
Yeah, tough team. 10 seconds left. Patriots, a three from Morgan Huff in the corner is good. Morgan with 11 points gets into double figures, and it's 62-37 with 3 seconds left. And that could be our final score unless we get a half-court heave here. They put a few extra seconds back on the clock. And Hammond will dribble out the time, and that's going to do it. As the CVS girls fall in the state semifinals, a tremendous season as they finish 20-4. That's their record. The tears begin to fall for the Patriots, but as we've said, nothing to be ashamed of here today. A great effort, and to get here to be one of the last four teams in the state, absolutely tremendous. So our final score, Hammond 62, Cherry Valley Springfield 37. We'll be back with the postgame show in just a few minutes on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
You
your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. The Cherry Valley Springfield girls, they fall 62-37 to Hammond in the New York State Class D girls basketball semifinals. The Patriots will finish the season with a record of 20-4. And Cherry Valley Springfield getting their semifinalist awards here. Bryn Whiteman is awarded the Sportsmanship Award for CVS, so certainly a great honor for Bryn. And the captains are going to come out to midcourt here and pick up the state semifinalist plaque. Kurt Ernsbeck is out there. He's our Section 4 representative, coached at Harpersville for years. He's been here many times. You know Kurt very well from your coaching days.
Yep.
And there is the semifinalist plaque that will be heading back to the CVS school. And I always think about it. I think about Skenevis quite often. When you walk down their hallway, you see they have that really nice display with all the cases, and I always stand there and look at it, and you see a lot of those state championship plaques, whether it's a finalist, a runner-up, a semifinalist, and you think, boy, the journey to get that plaque, very cool. So that one will be headed back here to CVS. All right, we're going to get into our three awards, but first, our final scoring summary. I want to point out for Hammond, 32 points for Ava Howie, 22 for Landry Kenyon. We won't give them any of our WCDO awards, but certainly very deserving today. Those girls will be primed and ready for the state championship game tomorrow. Scoring for CVS, team high 11 points for Morgan Huff, 8 for Daphne West, 6 for Bryn Whiteman, 5 for Mia Dubin, 5 for Mackenzie McGovern, 2 for Kaylee Barnes. So the balanced scoring continues here today for CVS, and we will get into our three awards. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and rated highly by the people that matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support local high school sports. Well, we can go with the high score today for CVS. 11 points for Morgan Huff will give her the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. She was hitting some deep threes there in the second half, so a nice job there by Morgan. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local high school basketball teams on WCDO. I thought we could go with Daphne West here, 8 points, but she had the tall task inside of trying to fight off all the bigs, was one-on-one with Landry Kenyon for a long period of time, and just did her best out there. So Daphne will give the defense award to today. And lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, always supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We will give our last award here today. Boy, there's a bunch of different players that you could give this to, but I'll go Bryn Whiteman, got the Sportsmanship Award, did a little bit of everything, ball handling here today. We'll give Bryn the All-Purpose Award today. So those are our three awards, and Coach, that is going to wrap up the 2024 season. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's possible that it's here and that we're at Hudson Valley again. Just want to give a shout out to all the Section 4 teams that have made it this far or that are still playing. You know, you always represent us very well, and I saw some really positive things out there tonight. Late in the game, I saw the Landry Kenyon go to the basket. She was fouled. She kind of fell on the floor. And Daphne West and another Cherry Valley Springfield player were right there to help her up. They played hard right to the end. It wasn't their day today, but sometimes that happens. If you play basketball for a long enough time, you're going to end up on the wrong side of one of these games. And it's unfortunate that it has to happen at this level, but that's just the way it goes. It doesn't take anything away from Cherry Valley Springfield's season. Doesn't take anything away from their accomplishments. 20 years from now, they'll say, hey, remember when we were Tri-Valley League champs, Section 4 Class D champs, and we made it to the state Final Four? And they'll remember that for the rest of their life. So congratulations to them, and well-deserved honor to represent our section here at Hudson Valley.
I think about all these podcasts that I get to do where we look back 20, 30, 40 years ago about teams that went to states and made these types of runs, and I'm like, these are the teams. I'll probably be doing a podcast about this team at some point down the road, whether it be this year or 5 years or 10 years from now. but certainly pretty cool to think about that this CVS team made school history, league history. I mean, for the Tri-Valley, you and I are both Tri-Valley guys, to see Franklin and CVS get here, you know, within the last 3-4 years, pretty cool for our small little league and our small little towns to get a representative up here on the big stage.
Yep.
All right, well, that's going to do it. Greg, I can't thank you enough for all your support this season, for coming out night after night, helping me with these games. It's been another great run.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and I say this all the time, and I know that there's many people behind me, but thank you for all you do for Section 4 athletics, for our local schools, for our communities. You really do a fantastic job supporting our coaches and our players in all sports. So
thank you
to WCDO for allowing you to do this, and thank you to you for allowing me to tag along and create some lasting memories with you as your broadcast partner.
A lot of fun, as usual, and a huge thank you to everybody back at the WCDO studios. It's a real team effort. Craig Stevens, Grace Benkovitz went out of their way this week to help with sponsorships and all the behind-the-scenes work. It's a lot of work when you come up here to the state tournament. And, of course, to Jim Tomeo for his endless work back at Mission Control at WCDO. He's always hitting the buttons, making sure that our broadcast goes smoothly. So a huge thank you to Jim and to Rob Ray, too. He's always helping with tech support, website stuff, Joe Gardner, our whole team at CDO. They're really, I know I'm at the games and I'm calling the games, but it's a whole team effort back at WCDO, and we really enjoy doing these games because it's what small town radio, small market radio should be about. So we're glad to bring you these games for sure. Just a few last quick notes. Baseball and softball and track season, keep an eye on NateLull.com. Keep an eye on my Twitter. You know, we'll be transitioning into that in the next week or two. There's a couple of local all-star games coming up for basketball, so we'll have some more information on that. And most importantly, go to NateLull.com, click on the scholarship button. If you are either a high school athlete that's listening to this, just a high school student in general, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're a grandparent, go to NateLull.com, click on scholarship. That is my scholarship. We have all the information. It's the second year we'll be giving it out, $14,000 to local high school students that are going on not only to college, but we're also very supportive of trade schools, whether you want to do welding, you want to go to barber school, you want to go to beauty school. We're here to help. So go to NateLull.com, click on scholarship. WCDO is proud to support that as well. So it's all about sports, but it's all about the classroom as well and making sure that our young people go on and do great things. So check that out, as we will be giving that out right around graduation time, and I believe the deadline is May 11th. So a little bit of a shameless plug there for the Nate Lull scholarship. So one last time, CVS girls fall in the state semifinals to Hammond from Section 10, the defending state champs. Very, very good team. Final score 62-37. The Patriots will conclude the season at 20-4, and that will be our last broadcast of the winter season. So signing off here from Hudson Valley, for Jim Tomeo, Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you soon on WCDO Sports.
CDO Tri-County Forecast.
Mostly sunny skies, the high 50 to 55. Tonight, cloudy skies, showers likely, low of 40. And Sunday, mostly cloudy with showers likely in the morning. Temperatures around 45 to 50. Sunday night, partly cloudy, chance of showers. Temperatures around 25 to 30. On Monday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers in the afternoon, the high of 40. Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers and the high 35. You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO at FM 101, AM 1490, and 92.3 FM in Norwich.